This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Nemo, the breakfast at this hotel is so weird, isn't it? It's like everything you could want.
It's definitely not the healthiest, but it's my. Mate, I have to say, I didn't choose the healthiest things, but I never do. I just had like a croissant, then a chocolate croissant. Like I wanted to get a churro, but then I was like, oh no. But then I got a pancake. I got like no vitamins. So
they had peas yesterday. They had a bowl of peas for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the strangest thing. And then someone had jelly.
It's so weird. I wasn't near yesterday, but they didn't have peas today, right?
No peas today. Okay. No.
Sad.
Nemo, thank you for joining us on the podcast. We're going to find all about you. Stay right there. This is the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Hello, it's Steve, and this episode is coming to you from Madrid, where we've been for the first pre-party of the season. So big thank you to Pre-Party ES for having us. It was the first chance that many of the acts got to meet each other. There was this surreal moment pretty early on in the hotel lobby where everyone was waiting to go to the venue and stood in their own individual pockets of countries and looking at each other thinking, I know you, I've seen you on YouTube, and now you are here in real life. It was a great atmosphere, lots of connections, and everyone who performed did such a good job. On the way, you are going to hear Jacqueline and Louis, who are known together as Ladeniva, who are representing Armenia this year. But as you just heard, let's first speak to Nemo, singing the code for Switzerland. Hello, Nemo.
Hello.
So I'm guessing this feels like the first day of school term.
Yeah, like it properly feels like a school trip. Like really, like we're not even in our real school. We're like going to Spain for like a little trip to celebrate the 3 years that we had together, but we didn't have the three. Like it feels really surreal, but amazing. Like it's an amazing experience so far.
How was it to meet everybody? Did it, because you've seen them obviously online, yeah, right? And you've probably DM'd a couple of people, yeah, but actually seeing them face to face, it's like it's you.
Yeah, it's weird. It's cool. It's like it feels surreal in the sense that like we're all here together now. The vibes are so nice. Everyone's really kind-hearted, and like I feel like everyone really takes time to talk to each other and to, yeah, I mean, in the limited time that we have, like to get to know each other and just, yeah, a lot of positivity and love.
Well, I was talking about breakfast. That's the odd thing because everyone is in the same hotel. So it's like you're next to like, hi, morning.
Are you getting some peas as well? Yeah.
Who have you kind of bonded with at this early stage?
So many people. I feel like I'm just kind of like, I haven't had like properly like time to talk to anyone for more than like 10 minutes other than like Sylvester. Also, yesterday we went back from filming like some social media things.
Yeah.
And there were no cabs, no Ubers because there's like it's Easter here. So we walked back the whole time to get to the venue, and then it was like a beautiful little walk.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to get to know each other more, and I hope I can get more time with everyone.
So you're saying about walking, so the shoes that you're wearing at the minute, you didn't walk in these ones, did you?
No.
So for the sake of the podcast, this is like part of your extensive collection, right?
This is actually my extensive collection just got way smaller because I lost my suitcase like 5 days ago. It hasn't appeared yet. So and they told me like the train company that kind of like you can sent them a request for finding things. They said, like, yeah, we haven't found anything yet. I hope they can find it again because I have some nice clothes in there that I love a lot. Yeah, maybe I just have to go thrifting again.
The irony of you losing your suitcase on a train when your video for Eurovision is on a train.
Right, right. I was like, oh, no, no. That's karma right there. Yeah, like you're filming a train video. You think you have this all figured out? No, no, no.
No, you now have no clothes because you lost them on
other
a train.
Other than these cheap shoes that were luckily not in my suitcase.
You didn't lose your hat, did you?
I did lose my pink fluffy hat.
I was going to ask you, that was my favorite.
Yeah, I know. I really hope, yeah, you know, like I had like a call with some fans from Switzerland and they were like, yeah, we all want to get like the same hat as you and then show up at, like in Spain and also like in Amsterdam and then maybe, of course, in Malmö. And I was like, oh, maybe one of them is here right now and has actually bought a hat
yes.
and would let me like use
yes.
it for the because that would be really good. I have to do an Instagram story afterwards. Yeah.
So because that's your one of your signature looks, isn't it? It feels like you're attached to that hat as if it was a sibling or a loved one.
Yes. Yeah. So you can imagine the loss that I'm experiencing right now. No, you know, I feel like I want to change my style a lot. I want to be able to like experiment and like wear different kinds of hats. But this hat is just like kind of every time I wear it, I feel really good. And also it's such a great conversation starter. I went to Paris with this hat and I had it on. And I remember this one scene so vividly. I was in the metro and then this one person started talking to me and was like, yeah, I love your hat. And it's really pretty and we should talk about fashion in Paris. And then like we were talking like a little bit in my broken French and then multiple people started like entering the conversation on the metro and it felt like I was in a movie or something.
It
was like just strangers talking about a hat in Paris. I was like, okay, I gotta keep this hat.
Also, this is good for Eurovision, you know, being the center of attention, you know, the center of the world, you know, the conversation starter and stuff. Have you loved the reaction to the code?
It's been incredible, honestly. Yeah, I've gotten so many messages, beautiful messages, like really emotional ones as well. And a lot of people really connect with it on a deeper level. And that is like more than I could have ever hoped for. Like it's a song that is so personal to me and that means so much to me, but you never know what happens when you put something out, you know? And to see people really truly connect with it is insane.
Is it the most personal song you've done?
I think it is. Not only from like a lyrical standpoint, I think also from a musical standpoint, because there's just kind of like every phase of my life incorporated, like musically. Like when I was 9, I started singing opera in the youth opera in Biel.
Yeah.
And then when I was 13, I started rapping. And
yeah.
I got really obsessed with rap. And then later pop kind of like entered my world. And I was like, whoa, this is like, and I'm like, okay, let me combine all of these things.
Yeah.
Into one thing.
It's the perfect fusion. Yeah. It's like everything in a song recipe all in one, baked to perfection.
Oh,
you know?
You.
It's like a cake. A Eurovision cake.
A Eurovision cake here for you to eat it if you want.
Have you got, I know you can't say much about like what the staging is going to be like, but is everything in place for Malmö?
There's still some work to do. We're on it and it's a lot of fun. It's a great process so far. Benke is amazing.
Who's that? That's the person who's doing your staging?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I'm just in awe of his like creativity and like his knowledge. I won't get into details.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah.
Just
secret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like he's a great person to work with.
There is somebody in your life who can give you advice, right?
Yeah.
Because one of your best friends is Taya from Taya and Selena.
Yes. And we met at the camp where I later wrote the code.
Really?
Yes.
Oh
yeah,
my God. So
yeah.
Everything lines. Everything
like
fits in the right place. Mm-hmm. So how did you know that you'd get on with her so well? Like what did you bond over?
Instant, like it was like just a, I don't know, like sometimes you just feel like a spark with people, you know, like you're in the room and like 2 minutes into the conversation it just feels completely natural to you and you're like, oh my God, I'm like, we click. And that was the case with her. And we have like a lot of shared interests. We have like similar music taste, similar taste in movies, and we talk about so many things. And it's just like, I feel like we always have like very meaningful conversations. And I love that about friendships. And that's something I really look for in friendships. And Atea is an amazing friend.
She said that, I think she wrote, "I've never been so excited to see a Eurovision song drop before it premiered."
She really hyped it up.
She did. she brought the hype. She did.
Yeah. I'm really thankful. Like, even in the, like, I remember, like, in the camp, like, I showed, like, at the end of the day, we were kind of done with the song, or we were recording, like, some additional vocals, and then someone told her to, like, come and, like, watch what we're doing. And yeah, then she entered the room, and she was just, like, sitting there, and then she was like... And I think then, like, the next day she tweeted, like, "I'm like 99% sure that we heard the Swiss entry this year, and I'm 100% sure that you're gonna love it if you hear." Like, she's amazing. Been hyping it up from day one.
She is your ambassador, basically. Yeah. She is the UN ambassador to Nemo. should we ring her?
Yeah,
let's shall call we? Her. Let's yeah, call let's her. Just say hi. Okay, we're not going to disturb her, are we?
I hope, like, I don't know. Is she ready? Is she ready for this?
No, okay. I haven't said anything.
Let's
see what she does. She might ignore your phone call. She'll be like, "No, not this morning.
No, not today.
Okay. I'm tired."
Okay, like.
Hello.
Hey, Taya.
Hey.
Taya, I hope it's okay that I call you. I'm in an interview right now with the Eurovision podcast. Do you want to say hi?
Hi, Taya. It's Steve.
Hi, Steve. Oh, good to hear you. How are you doing?
I'm really, really good. We've just been talking about you, how you are basically Nemo's biggest fan.
Oh, I am. I really am.
Aww.
How proud...
I'm your biggest fan, Taya.
How proud are you of the song and of Nemo?
Oh, I'm so, so proud. I can't even, like, explain how proud I am. I'm just so, so incredibly happy to see Nemo thrive and to watch everything going on. It's just, it's kind of like, I feel like Nemo, I don't know, I feel like a big, proud sister, kind of.
Oh. Taya, what's been your biggest bit of advice?
I think my biggest advice was that Nemo should get a journal and write everything down, because I felt for me last year everything went so fast, and I really didn't, like, understand what was going on until, like, way later. So I asked Nemo to buy a journal and to write, like, physically write everything down,
like, old school style.
Yeah
It's so good. Are you going to be coming to support?
I'm not going to be there this year, but I'll definitely support from home, and already have a big watch party planned.
Yes, you should make that, like, Taya, you should really make that, like, an event, you know, like, if you could, like, no, but it should also be chill, like, in the end, like, I think.
No, it's going to be a big party just for you, Nemo. I mean, Helena is going to come all the way from Switzerland just to watch.
That's
with
so
me.
Cute. Aww.
Nemo, what's been your favorite night out with Taya?
My favorite night out? We had some...
We're not that kind of people. We're grandmas.
We've been to a few cute, like, late evening hangs, let's call it that. I'm sure the grandmas will have a night out one day.
That's kind of appropriate, Taya, isn't it? Considering your new song is basically you as a grandma.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not lying. It's the truth.
Taya, so good to talk to you. And thanks for picking up the phone.
Of course.
I'm
on the toilet, actually.
Perfect. Well, I hope it goes well, and I'll talk to you soon. And I can't wait to answer the email. I read it this morning. Oh my
Ooh.
God.
Have so, so much fun. I'm definitely going to try to watch your performance, and I'm sending you both a big hug, and have the best time.
Oh, thank cheers, you. Taya. See you soon.
I love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, so cute. So cute. And that support. I still listen to Who the Hell Is Edgar.
Yeah, what a banger.
We need to change it to code.
That's good, actually.
You know?
Yeah.
Just modify it for 1 year.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I can tell there's a lot of drama already in your journey to Eurovision. Honestly.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, can you remember your earliest memory of Eurovision? Did you used to watch when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm. I wonder what my earliest memory was. I think probably hearing Satellite.
Oh, yeah, by Lena. Yeah.
I think that was like, I must have been like 10, 11 or so. But that like song, something in that song really catched me.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like, it's the infectious energy of it. And like, I love pop more than I love anything. Yeah. And I love like, why else would we be here? And I think that like, that really just grabbed my attention. I listened to that song like a week ago again. And it's just such a good song.
And was it, did you think then like one day I want to be on that stage?
I never really thought about it that much because especially like for the songwriting camp that I went to, I thought I was going there as a songwriter. And I never like really thought it would be an option for me to go to Eurovision.
Yeah.
Until it kind of happened. And then I was like, okay, we have this song now. And like, the song is amazing. And I love it so much. And if I ever go to Eurovision, then probably with this. Yeah. And then it kind of just naturally flowed. And now I'm here. And you know what? Like, I feel so comfortable. And I feel like it was so... It was so much the right decision to come here. I've like the whole community, the people, like the people here, but also the people in the internet, and like the whole vibe is so supportive, so accepting, and beautiful. And I'm really glad that I'm here.
Yeah, the O's and ones have brought you to on the way to Malmo. It's so lovely. It's so nice. I think we should finish with the way we started. This is quick fire breakfast. Okay. Juice or coffee?
Coffee.
Fruit or fry up?
Fry up.
Cereal or pastry?
Wait, what is fry up?
Fry up's like...
I just heard like fried and I'm like fried things,
It is all the sausages, eggs, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
so fry up for sure.
Fry up.
And cereal or pastry?
Cereal.
Cereal, okay, nice mix. Yeah.
Balanced breakfast with Nemo.
But no peas, obviously. No peas. This is going to be a wild ride. Enjoy every minute of it, and I hope you get your luggage back.
Thank you so much, thank you.
If anyone knows where it is, if anyone's seen the pink hat.
Hit me up, a beige suitcase with lots of colorful clothes in it, like... Somehow I believe it will be, like, even if it's in half a year, I'll gladly take it back.
Nemo, good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this interview.
Thank you to Nemo and thank you to Taya, especially as she did answer Nemo's call on the toilet. She is a true friend indeed. While we were in Madrid, we also spoke to Armenia's Ladeniva, who are singing their song Jaco. I'm not going to say too much. Please just listen for quite possibly the best impression of a chicken you are ever going to hear. That is all.
Bonjour à la Daniva, à la podcast L'Eurovision. I can't speak much French, but I tried.
Nice. Bonjour, bonjour.
Obviously representing Armenia, but with a very strong French connection because Jacqueline, you are Armenian.
Yes.
Louis, next to you, c'est français.
Yes.
Where in France are you from, Louis?
I'm from Lille, but I live in Paris now.
I'm living in Lille, in the north of France.
Okay. So there's like an East-West European mix and connection.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you finding the Eurovision world so far?
We just came for the first time now in Madrid, and we just discovered this this mood. We meet the new artist, and it's very joyful. Also, we meet a lot of people who like Eurovision, the fans. And so we played a little bit with them. It was very fun. And now we're just preparing for the concert tonight.
I saw you arrive yesterday and it's raining here in Madrid, but all the fans were there waiting for
so
you.
So crazy.
You know, Eurovision fans are incredible.
Yes, we are really impressed at the way how they spend the time to wait in us and they are so happy, so interested. They have questions. Some girl, she's singing also with us. We play the guitar and she's singing.
And she started singing along. Yeah. It's very cute. Yeah. Like, and they know every lyric of every song. And you already collaborated kind of with Nemo as well, because yes. you shared a taxi.
Yes, but it's a good way to meet the artist when you are you take just a same taxi, yeah. and after we start to play, we just improvise, and it was a good connection. We love him.
How long have you been working on Jaco?
It was a music of Louis at first. He composed it. It don't take too much time, but yes, it's a special song for me because I have a message in this song that is important. But the way that I give this message is funny because I like to say the important thing with the light way and the funny way because. I'm like this. I'm usually happy. So this song it's about the you know that I told you what about it.
It's a play on your name.
Yes. Yeah. It's my nickname.
Yes.
I read this song just like for me child, and I say to myself, don't listen, Jaco. No one. Just be like you are. So I just want to say with this song that. I love the tradition because all my life I dance the traditional dance, I sing the traditional songs. But the way the tradition sometimes oppresses the women, I never been agree with it. And it's the way to give this message in this song.
It's about female empowerment, strength, and not being a stereotype.
Yes, yeah, yes. I don't want that people have just the image of the girl. And now I speak, the song is in Armenian, so I speak more about Armenian girls because I'm Armenian girl also. So it just the image that we must be beautiful and just don't speak too much, just smiley and very humble. No, it's not enough. It's not, we must to give the girls to be themselves and to express themselves, to be like they are. If they want to do the strange thing, everything is girly. Yeah. Everything is girly.
Yeah, I love it. I love the message. And the video looks really fun.
Thank you.
Like really fun. Where did you film it?
It was in Armenia, in Dilijan, the name of this place. Yeah, it was a very, very, very beautiful places, and also the people who work for this video, very talented people.
Yeah, and how many animals were in it? What can we count? There's chickens.
Chicken. Yeah, it was cock.
A cock.
A cock.
Yeah.
And there was ducks. Yeah.
Ducks.
Yeah.
A cock and a duck.
Yeah, I have a special love with the chicken because when I was child, I run in after the chickens.
And that's a childhood memory of you and the chickens.
And she can imitate the chicken sound very, very good.
So you have to do the chicken sound now.
Yeah, now. I was sure that you were asking. Concentration.
What did I just hear? That was amazing. It's an actual chicken. When did you find out that you had that talent?
I don't know. I just imitate them because I like them. When I was child, I run in after them. They run in, run in, run a lot. And after they stop, so I take them. And I just do the hug.
You're like the chicken mum, the chicken mother.
But I think that I was terrifying the chicken. They was afraid of me. But I think that I do good thing. I just want to hug them.
More people should be chicken huggers, honestly. Do you do any more animal impressions or just the chicken?
Yeah, I love the cats, of course. The cats, imitation.
Or just chicken.
Oh, chicken, really. I'm professional chicken. It's my specialty.
Louis, do you have any animal imitation talents?
Oh, yes. Maybe with my trumpet I can imitate some.
This is a talent, the chicken. Don't you think? It's like special.
Louis can do... Sorry.
It's the chicken.
No, it's a virus. Louis can do with his trumpet the sound of Mouette. What is his name?
Seagull.
I can do the horse sound or elephant sound with my trumpet.
Okay, so you basically, the two of you are a human zoo factory. So you can basically make all the animals together. Like, this is good. I enjoy it. How many instruments do you play?
I play piano, guitar, bass, double bass, trumpet, many flutes and clarinet. And
many flutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And percussions.
Were you always musical from being a child?
Yes, because my mother, she's a pianist, and there was a piano at home, so I've always been playing.
Yeah. He's impressive with music, right?
Yeah, he's very impressive and very talented guy. Happy to meet you.
Happy to have you in my band, yeah. Basically. Where does the creativity come from?
We just feel the things. We have a similar sensibility of the music. We know what Louis will love. He know what I will love. And yeah, it's just very connected. And also, I love really the way Louis are a musician. So he have a good ideas. And Louis, he like also the way I'm singing. And so everything is working very easy together. I don't know. I don't know how to explain, but I'm happy to have this chance to meet someone with who I can create the things that I love, and I'm sure and I'm proud to do it.
And now going to Eurovision, one of the biggest stages in the whole world.
Yes, crazy experience. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. Is everything coming together for the performance?
We will practice. We will also have a fun, because the song is very fun. So we must be in the good vibe, you know, and also that just don't take it seriously. Like, be happy and try to share something light and joyful. So, but we will work, we will dance. Louis will prepare a very good, very big choreography, very difficult. he will work, yes, very impressive. The people, we don't understand what happened on the stage.
But maybe you should have some chicken imagery, you know, some pictures or, you know.
No, I will be chicken on the stage.
With a costume.
I will start my song with the sound of chicken.
Yeah.
People will say, "What happening?"
Yeah, well everyone will stop and they'll be like, "The chicken woman, yes." No, amazing. What are your Eurovision memories? Like, who do you remember seeing and watching in Eurovision?
Oh, yeah, when I was a child, I saw every year the Eurovision. It was like I was with my mother, with my sister, we're watching like, "Yeah, go Armenia, go."
Yeah.
I remember Conchita Wurst.
Yes. 10 years this year.
Yeah, ten years already.
Yeah, 2014.
Oh my God.
It's a special year.
Yeah. I remember Lauryn.
Yeah.
Euphoria.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I was impressed the way she moved too much good and she singing too much good in the same time. Yeah. It was like, oh, how she do it? And she was alone on the stage. Like, I was impressed. When I was a child.
I think you might see her in Malmö because she'll be there, won't she, doing something as a double winner. And Armenia has done so well recently. You know, you look at Rosalind and what she's done around the world,
yes,
making your
crazy.
Country so proud.
Yes, it's crazy the way her song is become so popular in the world. It's very impressive.
Well, look, have a great time. Enjoy the Eurovision ride.
Yes, we can't wait also.
Ladeniva, thank you so much.
Thank you.